The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. So, you know, in the old days where I came from, people used to listen to a radio. There was no TV. And people would listen to the radio. They'd be sitting, watching, looking at the radio. Look, like you watch television,
Yeah. They
would look at the radio Ooh. And listen to what's going on.
Did they expect monkeys or other things to come out of the radio? People to come out dancing or anything like that?
They expected some kind of a conversation. They wanted to enter the conversation with the person that's on the radio.
And I feel that all our dear friends who are listening are having a conversation with us right now.
Well, that's it.
They
that's
are.
The whole idea.
It's always an integral relationship. Terrific. And where was I? Okay. Well, Dennis and I just to review that we are nutrition specialists with over 40 some odd years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and very grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway. And the thing is that there are all kinds of wonderful products, amazing prices, great formulas, organically produced, put together intensively for benefit and proven benefit in a zillion different ways and available for you at only Alive and Well.
With
and,
the broth.
And then I was going to say the
you
broth.
You were going to say the broth?
I know, but remember, it's a broad spectrum broth, and I think we should change the name. Broad spectrum broth, because the broth is the term, for there are so many choices of the wonderful organic foods, organic, Fanatic Organics, we are, they are, the whole thing, across the boards, Fanatic Organics, but broth, it's there are so many different combinations, whatever your choice is, we are not tyrants to take over your choices. The thing is, if you're vegan, if you're vegetarian, if you're not vegetarian, what, you know, whether it's organic chickens and wild fish or vegan choices, all of those things are there for you at Alive and Well Broth Cafe.
You can choose and pick.
Choose and pick. And magnificent vegetables. We're very grateful, continuously in a state of joy and gratitude at the great interaction of the Maui local organic farmers. Every day we get the massive produce that's brought in throughout Maui of the organically grown vegetables, etc. And don't forget, too, the other terrific service. We have a very high-intensity machine press. So you get those organic juices of the local organic juices of a variety of the beets, etc., and all the different type green juices concentrated every day in glass bottles.
In glass bottles.
Only
no
in glass, yeah. No plastic, and we do it fresh for you at least once, every one, two times, whatever, every repeatedly during the day. It's really wondrous. All of that is available at Alive and Well. And, there's exciting things that are always happening, so let's share some excitement. What do you say, Dan?
That's my idea of the radio show, is excitement.
Excitement
about radio, excitement about nutrition on radio.
And what about dancing? You excited about dancing? One of these days, all of our friends out there have to do Mona a favor, okay? And in the long run, Dennis, too, come in and kick butt. KB.
Well, then they can come in and dance with Mona.
Well, they kick butt
and
for Dennis.
Applaud.
And you can
I
applaud.
Cheer.
Got to get Dennis moving the butt around. Okay? Got that? All right. Beside that, my dear friends. All right. Well, this is exciting. Guess what? At Alive and Well, this week only, you got to hear this right now. You got to act on this right now. It's this week only, a super special. And this week, only 20% off Alive and Well Immunity Vitamins. 20% off this week only. There's a wonderful organically raised elderberry concentrate syrup, the echinacea tincture, and the mushroom immune capsules. Remember, mushroom immune, these wild mushrooms, 100% organic and high concentration. Far back as the Japanese physician proving this about mushrooms so long ago, and a brief explanation, mushroom immune helps stimulate microphages. That's the body's fight against illnesses in the immune system, enhancing its ability to defeat foreign bodies, making you less susceptible to serious illnesses. Our bodies naturally respond well to these mushrooms because our immune cells are specifically designed to fit with mushrooms' unique DNA. So it's the Alive and Well Mushroom Immune, okay? Sale ends September, that's Saturday, the 24th. So, you know, just get in there right away, come in right now, for the 20% off these wonderful immunity vitamins from Alive and Well.
And what's amazing is, after all this pandemic stuff that's been going on for the last couple of years, finally people getting four different injections or five different injections of antivirals and life-saving drugs, which are killing
so-called
people by the thousands.
Yes, right.
And finally, you see the discussion from the authorities gradually moving to natural immunity.
Absolutely.
Isn't that amazing?
Right, but you know, even
after all this brouhaha and all the suffering and all
right,
the pain
right.
and all the heartache that's been going on with the drugs, now they're coming back to, well, you had to build up your natural immunity.
Well, you know what? There are physicians in other countries who had focused, like we're talking about the mushroom immune. Well, the Japanese doctors focused on this years ago. They knew that these wild mushroom mycelia had to do with, they said, tripling natural killer cell activity.
Exactly.
NK cells.
Absolutely.
Natural killer cells are your body's army.
What
to
do they
fight
kill?
All viruses,
virus, bacteria,
fungi,
yeast, fungus, mold,
and even cancer.
Yes.
Okay, we can't make the claims. That's just what the NK cells do. When you build them up, you've got a better army.
And that's what holistic physicians have been recommending for years and years and years.
Okay. Can I ask you this, Dennis?
Ask me this, Dennis.
I want a little input on from you. And what do... But I'm going to top you on this one, okay?
Oh.
What does the Jewish... You know, the Jewish family and the Jewish ancestors, you could call them doctors mm-hmm. in a different way, okay?
Yeah.
Can I tell you about my... I'm from the Jewish family. And my grandmother, my bubby, we used to call that the Jewish for grandma, and the other members of the family, they would always prepare organ meats mm-hmm. for us to eat. Particularly, they focused on the liver. Oh, you ate liver they made all the time. It was coming out of my ears. It was coming out of everything. It was... Oh, of course, they did it wonderfully with onions and garlic and other different vegetables to
well,
make
you
things
answer the
interesting.
Question. You're asking the question, huh? And you're answering the question before you even finish asking.
That's what the Jewish heredity. And I don't know, because Bubby wasn't that trained in a whole lot of stuff, but she knew it from her ancestors, and it came down. Throughout all generations.
The one thing that encompasses all of it is good old Bubby's chicken soup.
The chicken soup,
chicken
of course,
soup.
Jewish penicillin, we
That's
used to
right.
call that.
Okay.
But beside this, we've got something really special at Alive and Well, okay, which embodies a lot of what I got from my Jewish background, but also many other things. And it's a terrific product called from Body Health, okay? It's called 100% grass-fed, that means no chemicals, none of toxins, glandular organ complex, primal superfood blend of organic beef liver, heart livers, kidney livers, and much, much more. They're 100% grass-fed, organically raised. Well, actually, it's all from beef, you know,
okay.
organically raised. Grass-fed well, beef liver, grass-fed beef heart, grass-fed beef kidney, grass-fed beef pancreas, grass-fed beef spleen, and adrenals. And these raw, wonderful, organically raised glandulars boost up your own glands. Boost up your own glands.
Exactly. And my Irish grandfather.
Yes, dude, Irish.
My Irish.
I need an Irish accent.
All right, let me tell the story, will you?
All right. All right. Go ahead, Denny. Give me a story. Irish.
He owned a grocery store.
Really?
And he was the butcher behind the counter.
Oh, my.
The old-fashioned Irish guy.
Irish. Okay. I love it.
And people would come in and say, Lester, I'd like to have me a little slice of the beef liver there. So he'd take out this beef liver, which was enormous, put it on the cutting block, the old-fashioned liver cutting block, and the old-fashioned Irish guy slicing it, and slice off a beautiful slice of liver. And I said, you weren't going to eat that, Grandpa? Well, he fixed it. I didn't say he fixed it. My dear English grandmother.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes, of course.
Used to fix the
of
best
course.
Liver and onions you
Marvelous.
Ever tasted in your life.
Okay? Marvelous that she did that.
But they had other organ meats as well.
That's
People
right.
used to eat this stuff.
Because it was health food.
And because it was raised on pasture,
That's
not
right.
grains.
Just like this is, okay? just like this product is. And it builds up the different glands. It builds up health.
That's
and again,
it.
I have to apologize to my vegan and vegetarian friends, but these are other choices. Okay, and we have that right to make mm-hmm. that freedom of choice.
That's right.
And, you know, the thing that you didn't tell me about Lester, your grandfather.
Right.
When he was serving up the organ meats, did he do the Irish jig?
It's funny you ask that question.
It is funny I ask.
It's a funny,
I want to see the Irish jig or hear about it.
You can never call him a leprechaun.
Never.
Lester was not a leprechaun.
Oh, but...
But Lester used to dance around that cutting block.
Did he?
Oh, like Fred Astaire. You wonder why I can't dance? Because I'm so impressed with my grandfather dancing
Lester,
around the cutting
Lester,
block.
Lester, Dickie, that's wonderful.
The butcher
and what
block.
Were the leprechauns? Didn't they find wonderful treasures at the end of the rainbow? Wasn't that
what
the thing?
What was it? Organic liver.
That's what I just said. So there's the treasure. And when you speak of what's not a treasure, getting into the serious aspect here, this was just last night. Again, this is not Mona and Dennis. This is the news. And this is only a fragment. It went into such horrific things that are going on. But this was the fragment. And this was on the news channel on television. Clinical trials are supposed to be at the center of medicine to prove whether a thing is efficacious
well, that's
or
what
not.
They've been talking about for the past 100 years.
Right,
yes.
And they said it went on even before that. Mm-hmm. A transparent racket. There's now no trials for chemicals and all kinds of toxins. They inject them with no testing. The only testing they did for a new injection COVID thing was, like they said, on six mice.
For about 8 days.
And that's right. The mice didn't quite die, but of course they eat all kinds of garbage and they don't die anyway. The mice didn't die. So they make you equivocal to rats. Rats.
They make
it's
you
It's rat poison.
Not rats. That's a graduation.
Okay.
They're mice. Okay. If it doesn't kill a mouse, it's good for you.
That's unbelievable. That's not a clinical trial.
You know what that's called? Fauci said it himself. That's called science.
Unreal. And you know what they said, and I'm giving an exact quote, what they said on the news? American medicine is becoming a total racket of money, not ethics. Well said. And they went on to say far horrible more, which mm-hmm. I won't get into. But I'm just saying, all right? If you think that something is proven, now learn the difference.
Well, look at the evidence. Just look at what's happened.
I do.
You get four injections or five injections of an antiviral, and you come down with a virus. You carry the virus with you. You spread the virus. Not only do you have it, but you spread it with talking or breathing on other people. How effective are the antivirals?
That's right.
They're not.
And
okay?
listen, we're going to read this. Harvard and now you know about the top universities in the United States. Harvard and Johns Hopkins scientists found COVID-19 jabs 98 times worse than the virus. Did you hear that?
And you know something else?
I'm reading the exact stuff. It ain't me.
And you know something else? There is the, what's the call? I forgot the acronym. The drug reaction the effects of drugs on people, the adverse effect of drugs.
Cardiomyopathy, heart failure, everything like that.
But they used to carry, they used to be very exact in what the adverse events were to drugs.
Yes.
Now, all of a sudden, with the new jabs, they don't have that accurate information.
No, they don't.
We just don't seem to have that. I don't know. It was here someplace. Maybe it was on the back page of that other article we had. Oh, folks, all the excuses in the world don't make up for the misapplication and the lack of science that's going on.
That's right.
In the great COVID experiment.
So let's hear what the top university scientists found, okay?
Go ahead.
And here's their report. And let's share it. I'll share it with you to share. 9 health experts from major universities said in a new study that the experimental COVID-19 injections are 98 times worse than the virus. They also stated mandatory boosters for colleges are, quote, ethically unjustifiable.
Mm-hmm.
The study was posted on the Social Science Research Network in September, titled COVID-19 Boosters for Young Adults, a Risk-Benefit Assessment and 5 Ethical Arguments Against Mandates at Universities.
There you go.
Scientists from the University of Washington, University of Oxford, University of Toronto, Harvard University, Harvard Medical School, University of California, San Francisco, Johns Hopkins, Department of Surgery, and others conducted the study. Are we hearing this? I'll give this to you in a minute. Using CDC, Centers for Disease Control, and sponsor-reported adverse event data, they said, we find that booster mandates cause a net expected harm, the study found.
More damage than good.
Definitely. Researchers concluded that, quote, per COVID-19 hospitalizations prevented in previously uninfected young adults, we anticipate 18% to 98% serious adverse events, including 1.7 to 3.0 booster-associated myocarditis cases in males, inflammation of the heart muscle, heart attacks, etc.
And did it ever occur to you, honey, listen, did it ever occur to you that young kids, 12 years old, 16 years old, young adults, 23 years old, professional athletes, 23 or 25 or 30 years old, are suddenly dropping dead on the field?
That's what they actually connected it to. And they went on to say that they deemed university booster mandates unethical for the following reasons, said the specialist in the study. No formal risk-benefit assessment exists for this age group. Vaccine mandates can result in a net expected harm to young people. Mandates are not proportionate. Expected harms are not outweighed by public health benefits. It goes on and on. Mandates create wider social harms. And then they say that. Now, this is a real important thing that they went. What the specialist actually wrote. Based on public data provided for the Centers for Disease Control, listen to this. We estimate that approximately 30,000 previously unaffected young adults ages 18 to 29 must be boosted with a vaccine to prevent one COVID-19 hospitalization. 30,000 have to be.
Well, that's pretty profitable.
Yes. Since they're having between 18 and 98 serious adverse offense, it's unbelievable.
And this is from the Centers for Disease Control.
That's right, reporting as a result of all these
and
studies.
And we don't make up these numbers, folks. We are reporting. We are not scientists. We're not doctors. We're not drug salespeople. What we are people who want freedom of speech and freedom of health. And fortunately, the experts are cooking the books. And it's finally coming out exactly what's happening.
Exactly.
The VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, used to be very, very accurate,
right,
they said.
And it does all these horrific side effects, but only one person could be helped in any conceivable manner out of 33,000.
And now, all of a sudden, the VAERS reports don't seem to be very accurate. They don't seem to be able to, they're not really available. They don't really have that information at the moment. We'll dig it up for you later, they say, but we just don't seem to have those numbers right now. Well, what you just heard was their confession that they don't know what they're doing about
right.
it.
Right, and then they should also say what we used to say when we were kids. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
For sure.
And again, I'm not going to sing the song, but remember the famous song, Money Makes the World Go Around?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So, you know, I'm going to be grateful for the holistically minded medical doctors who report on what great nutrition can do for you. And this is in his book about a younger brain, Gary Small, MD, medical doctor, director of the UC, University of California, LA Longevity Center, Long Live, okay? And he reports here about helping the brain, all right? Antioxidants, supplements. Oxidative stress attacks the brain as it ages, says the doctor, causing wear and tear on cells. Antioxidant vitamins have been used to counteract the damage. In the late 1990s, a large-scale study showed that 2,000 units of natural vitamin E taken daily hugely slowed the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Since the 90s, we've known that?
It's been bad-mouthed for years.
Unreal.
By the medical profession, by the drug cartel.
That's right.
They don't want you to take something that can actually help new life. They want you to take a drug which can perhaps reduce symptoms, but unfortunately for the patient, those symptoms, those drugs which are supposed to reduce symptoms, create other symptoms.
And don't help whatsoever.
And
they
no
found
help whatsoever.
Those so-called
but those
drugs
other
useless.
Symptoms also have to have a drug applied to reduce those symptoms.
Of course. So then they went on to say that there was another research in 2005 showing the same association between taking more than 400 units of the 100% natural vitamin E, slowing the progression of Alzheimer's disease. And
but helping. one little bon mot here. The drug cartel came out and said, don't take more than 400 units of vitamin E or you'll have a heart attack. Okay.
Garbage.
What does that really mean? Because they were putting out a synthetic...
Synthetic, right. Go ahead.
Synthetic form of vitamin E, in which, yes, they were right. If you take more than 400 units of their product, the synthetic junk, you could suffer some heart complications. But as Dr. Schutt said, how many years ago? 50
yes.
years ago?
Yes.
Vitamin E in the right dosage, as these doctors confirm, as this doctor confirms, prevent... the heart disease, prevent the dementia,
that's
prevent
right.
all the negative
doctors,
cardiovascular
right.
complications that
right.
can occur.
Okay.
But it has to be the 100% au naturel.
Okay. Now, they go on here to say, too, Dr. Small reporting about what the specialist said, that brain benefits of vitamin E for Alzheimer's disease. Scientists found that patients receiving high-dose natural vitamin E experienced slower decline. That's patients who had Alzheimer's, in daily functioning than those who didn't take it. Studies also show, says the doctor, powerful cognitive benefits of the antioxidant supplements acetyl L-carnitine
Beautiful.
And the cardio form of coenzyme Q10. Tell us about that.
Oh, baby. Well, those are two major, major antioxidants. Again, it's oxidation. Oxidation is a result of inflammation. Inflammation is created by all the junk that people put in their mouths, the sugars and the refined carbohydrates primarily, and the vegetable oils, the safflower, soy, corn, canola, all that junk, all right? Getting back to those all contribute to and create inflammation, a chronic state of inflammation, destroys connective tissue.
That's right.
Destroys neuronal activity.
Right.
Destroys the natural enzyme function in your heart and your brain and your liver and your kidneys and your muscles.
And your eyes.
And your
anything,
central nervous
everything,
system.
Everything.
Okay. So what, going along with what this doctor says.
The acetyl, and the acetyl L-carnitine is a form that passes through what's called the blood brain barrier.
Mm-hmm.
It does that. It also does for the heart, and it does it for the liver to break up all kinds of negative things with the liver. But it passes the blood-brain barrier. That's why it's a leader, along with the cardio Q10. It's a leader in Europe by the top physicians for more than half a century.
And
for
what
brain.
Else, what else it does with the cardio Q10 and with the acetyl-L-carnitine, they create new mitochondria in every cell in your brain and in your heart.
Mitochondria, right? Mitochondria.
I've used that phrase.
That's cellular activity in life.
I've used that phrase for years.
I know.
Mitochondria are mighty. Mighty, mighty life-creating. Life-creating. Get this?
Yeah.
They create new cells, which create new mitochondria, which produces more acetyl-L-carnitine, which creates more new healthy cells.
That's right.
And adenosine triphosphate, which is the actual energy of every cell in your body, your eyes, your brains,
and your heart,
your lungs.
Heart. That's right.
You name it.
That's right. And you know, your heart can't pump without it. That's why mm-hmm. that cardio Q10, acetyl-carnitine, so important for doing that. It relies on that to live. It's a muscle, okay? But every time you talk about mitochondria and all that energy, I don't know why my brain does this. Maybe you can tell me the reason. My brain sees the great, a big, enormous street down a major city, and everybody marching and cheering and playing, the big bands playing, and how all beautiful uniforms, yeah. and how they use them, and they're doing trumpets and everything else, and drums and everything, and marching down the street in great joy and all kinds of things.
Creating life.
That's exactly right. And speak about creating life, very important to stress here. Oxford University scientists, now this again is still Gary Small, MD, and again, reporting that scientists from Oxford University, now that's from England, correct?
Yeah.
Found that vitamin B supplementations in patients with mild cognitive impairment slowed cognitive decline and brain shrinkage compared with those that didn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin B12 also boosts brain health by helping to control inflammation.
Right.
The importance of the B vitamins, which we stress too.
Well,
so much.
And that's what you find in the Healthy One multivitamin.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's very high in the B vitamins.
That's exactly
okay?
right, which is why
and they're
we
all
stress
natural
that.
Forms of B vitamins
that's
derived
exactly.
from vegetables. They're enzyme activated by the digestive enzymes in the formula.
And with the green, powerful green foods can actually incorporated with that and great things. And here's again, you want to talk about the, we've said before, but it's true, the star player. A star player has not just one function. It has many and is brilliant in all the different directions. Mm-hmm. All
and
right?
can dance.
And oh my.
Yeah.
So here's another star player that's being reported. Low vitamin D3 levels are associated with cognitive decline.
Yep.
Not just bone loss, okay? Not just immune system screw-ups, but also low vitamin D3 levels, they're talking of the natural, are associated with cognitive decline. And in a study of 5,000 older women showed those taking the recommended weekly amount had far better cognitive function than those who did not.
And you know
it's
what the
not just us goyles.
And you know what the Vitamin D3 Council of Physicians have said? That 80% of the American population doesn't have just a low vitamin D blood level, that have a marked deficiency of vitamin D3. Marked deficiency.
That's right.
And so you're told by the authorities again, say, well, don't get too much because, you never know what's going to happen.
Bull.
My vitamin D3 might, well.
Nothing but benefit.
Nothing but benefit.
That's right.
And what is supposedly a toxic dose of vitamin D3 of maybe 1,000 or 2,000 units a day?
Nothing.
The Vitamin D3 Council says,
and even the American Pediatric Association said you have to give even little babies when they stop breastfeeding at least that much of vitamin D3.
That's right. So they're okay. recommending high doses of vitamin D3 on a regular basis.
That's right.
Because vitamin D3 helps not just with your bones, not just with your brains, but with your entire immune system.
Exactly.
The whole structure of your cells have to create new life every day. And vitamin D3 is a major, major component in that put-together nutritional program which contributes to new life.
That's right. And the D3 Council, which all doctors about and focused on ways to help the body fight cancer,
mm-hmm.
has called that D3 a star player in helping the body to fight cancer.
That's right.
And stabilizing the immune system for
very
a lot
high
of
dosage,
autoimmune diseases.
Very high dosages of D3
That's
for
right.
cancer.
And one little dot of Alive and Well's natural vitamin D3 at 10,000 units. coordinates, okay? Or two little dots of the five, which is next to nothing. You can barely see them. Take it each day, which Dennis and I do. Boost it to the max.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And another one that I've loved for a long time, which Dr. Small from MD, the director of UCLA Longevity Center, many years ago, we were working with the top nutritionist in Florida, Jeff Donegan, showed us the data that had been out on that a type of fatty acid called phosphatidylserine.
Phosphatidylserine is one of the most... How can you say one of the most? Every good nutrient is one of the most, okay? One of the most effective and needed nutrients for brain function.
That's right. It's
central
neuronal
nervous,
activity.
Not just your brain, your whole central nervous, your whole spinal column.
Yeah.
It's phosphatidylserine, which again does what? Reduces chronic inflammation.
And improves neuronal activity.
Exactly.
The connection between the neurons in the brain, and there was loads of reports on that showing that people who had, they showed the pictures that the doctors had taken of a lot of brains of terribly dysfunctional mental patients.
Mm-hmm.
And and Jeff was showing us that. Look, they were all black with a couple of areas of blue. Most of the areas weren't functioning.
Mm-hmm.
And after a very limited time, even on that wonderful thing of phosphatidylserine, at the right dosage and all, the brain became bright yellow, bright orange. All kinds of areas were activated again in the brain.
And combining that with, of course,
that's what he says,
the acetyl L-carnitine.
That's right.
The R-alpha-lipoic acid, the cardiozyme.
That's right.
All these things are...
Cardio-Q10.
Cardio-Q10,
right.
Cardio-Q10. All these things enhance the anti-inflammatory, natural... Here's something to consider. A neuron, your brain's full of neurons, and then there's little gaps between them called a synapse. The thought process is, as the neuron is creating the thought, the energy level going through the neuron has to make that jump from the end of its neuron to the beginning of the next neuron, and that's called a synapse. If the electrical charge is enhanced dramatically by the nutrients we've just been talking about to make that spark jump from one wire to the next wire in your brain.
And, you know, one person that this should have applied to is Den, when he was an actor and all, and he had a dance in the musicals. And he said, try to dance in a musical. He called it step, ball, and chain. When he would take a step, the other leg would, like, slide across as if it had a ball and chain attached to it. The synapses give you energy to move the foot, not a ball and chain, Dan.
That's right.
Okay? Not a step, ball, chain.
Well, it was.
And even the choreographer said, stop using your foot like it's got a ball and chain around it, Dan.
Well, then stop.
Dance with it.
And since I was not a dancer, I never heard the term
you
before.
You had to do musicals.
Do you want to hear his?
I want to hear it.
Do you want to hear this guy's poor alibi?
Yeah. I want to hear it.
Because I didn't know the term step, ball, and change. And the guy was not an actor. He didn't speak well. His consonants were very weak. So it was step, ball, and change. And I was in the back row, of course. And what's a step, ball, and change? Well, my ear heard step, ball, and chain.
Oh, step, ball, a ball and chain. Remember the great big,
huge balls,
like lead balls, and a chain around your foot? You couldn't use it?
And that's my feet.
That's how you've lived.
And a chain.
That's right.
Okay.
Your heart is very energetic. All your organs are very energetic. Your brain, everything else. But your feet. You got to get the feet going.
The ball and chain
get
was
rid
too
of
much.
The ball and chain, Dan. All right. You're talking synapses. All right?
That's right.
Okay. So anyway, Gary Small, MD, does not finish this discussion without stressing the importance of the super pure. He says omega-3 fatty acids from the purest form of fish oils improved memory in all the older people that were tested who had cognitive impairment.
Yep.
So, and can we also talk about remembering that the super pure omega-3, as Alive and Well has made sure it puts together, the complete purity of the highest molecular distillation, no trace of any contaminant from that sea, nothing whatsoever. But it's really high in the two fatty acids, EPA and DHA.
That's what makes those two numbers added together create omega-3. add EPA number to DHA number, and you get what the omega-3 content is of that capsule.
And those make up, would you say, I think, I can't remember whether it's 50 or 60% of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
The brain is a fat. Hey, fathead. Hey, fathead. If anybody calls you that, you say you're right.
60%.
I am a fathead. I know when I was a kid, fathead used to be an insult.
Mm-hmm.
Kids would say these kinds of insults
sure.
to one another, okay?
Yeah.
But fathead is a compliment. We are fatheads, okay?
60% fat in the brain.
60% fat, and most of that are the EPA and the DHA. If you don't take those good fatty acids, you're not going to have a brain. That's the head of Cleveland Clinic. Remember
mm-hmm.
that big-time doctor coming on TV
yep.
and saying, I take my high-potency fish oils every single day because he said, I'm 50. Oh, he's like a kid next to me. He said, I'm 50. He says, by then, the brain is shrinking. I want to get it back to its full volume.
Okay.
So there you go. The super omega-3, very high EPA and DHA. And, you know, I just applaud these doctors, okay?
Well, when you're getting a fish oil, let me just add this.
Yes, please.
So many people are selling fish oil, and everybody has a new miracle product. Everybody has the best fish oil in the world. You got to buy all my fish oil because we have the highest potency vitamin fish oil in the market. Well, that's what they all say. What they're talking about is the quantity of oil, not the quantity of EPA and DHA. The quantity of oil could be 1,000 milligrams. Oh, boy, 1,000 milligrams of fish oil, that's going to do the job. No, the fish oil content is not that the quantity of fish oil is not that important. It's what's the quantity of the EPA and DHA of each capsule of fish oil. So when you add those two numbers together, it tells you how much omega-3 is in that capsule. Well, 1,000 milligrams of oil could have, most of the time, they have maybe about 200, maybe 100 milligrams of the actual EPA DHA, of the actual number of omega-3. The super pure omega-3 fish oil from Alive and Well contains 600 milligrams per capsule of omega-3. That is a high potency product. There are very few, if any, that are higher potency of EPA DHA per capsule. And that's what you're getting at Alive and Well.
You know, and I want to, there's one paragraph that's a summary here from another top doctor. And it's Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD. He's very famous. He's very renowned. And he says here, and I want you to read his summation. He says here, why maintaining a proper inflammatory balance is crucial for life. And read what he says here, okay, in that paragraph.
And he's one of thousands of holistic physicians
but very famous
who say the same thing, and research scientists who point out, and it isn't just natural, it isn't just natural physicians,
okay.
It is all physicians, all medical science points out that chronic inflammation is the hotbed that creates all disease, all of it. Here's what Dr. Blaylock says. Maintaining a proper inflammatory balance is crucial. Most importantly, says the doctor, science has linked inflammation to many adverse outcomes when it comes to health. That's why I consider it to be the ground zero of health concerns. And that's also why I sound the medical literature, why I scoured the medical literature looking for natural ways to promote and support inflammatory balance, reducing inflammation. Improving antioxidant activity in the body is an important way to support healthy aging by balancing inflammation. And promoting a proper inflammatory response supports the whole body, including your cardiovascular health and your brain health. That's the whole idea.
That's right, exactly.
And what contributes to the inflammatory response? Well, do you drink soda pop?
That's right. Sugar.
Do you use safflower oil, soy,
uh-huh.
corn, canola, sesame, peanut oil? Those are all inflammatory. Do you eat sugar? The major, major firestorm is created by sugar. Sugar. Yes, sugar. We need sugar for energy, they say.
Lie.
But we don't. The body creates natural blood sugar from the foods, the meats and the vegetables and the foods that you eat without carbohydrates or sugars, the body creates a little bit of sugar, right, which is all you need.
And I love a protein. I do this every morning. I love mixing up in the coconut milk, you know, and you can put a little bit of a few berries if you want to do. But I love doing that with the highest grade sugar-free protein powders.
Of course.
I love doing that, and I take my supplements and all, but that again, keeping the protein, stabilizing your blood sugar, feeding your body mass, all kinds of great things that way, stabilizing blood sugar too. And here's another big study again reported that top-grade multivitamin supplements improve cognition, episodic memory, and executive function in older people and slow cognitive decline by 60%.
Slow cognitive decline by 60%.
And here's the study funded by the United States U.S. National Institute on Aging of the National Institute of Health. All capitalized, this is the top, included thousands participants ages 65 and older. And they go ahead and they said, our study showed that top-grade daily multivitamin mineral supplementation resulted in statistically significant cognitive improvement, quote, said Laura Baker, PhD, professor of gerontology, old age, and geriatric medicine at Wake Forest University School of Medicine and investigator of the trial, quote, this is the evidence of cognitive benefit in a larger long-term study of top-grade multivitamin supplementation in older adults. And commenting independently on the study's findings, Maria Carrillo, PhD, Chief Science Officer for the U.S. Alzheimer's Association, said, quote, this is a positive, large-scale, long-term study to show that multivitamin use is highly beneficial in brain function.
But let's figure out.
But she's the top science officer for the U.S. Alzheimer's. Go ahead.
But let's figure out what is a high-potency multivitamin. Folks, when you're going to buy a vitamin, look at on the side panel. Look, the side panel tells you what you're going to get in each capsule or each serving of their product. What you want is a top-grade, high-potency, these doctors all say, okay? But high-potency means what? Well, a multivitamin simply means more than one. You're getting more than one vitamin in every serving that you're going to buy. But what does that more than one give you? Is it the recommended daily allowance, which is simply a reverbiage of minimum daily requirement, which means very low potency? Is it going to be a 1.1 milligram of a B vitamin or a 1.3 milligram? That's the minimum. And that's what the percent of daily value is, has been reinterpreted in the new formulas, okay? Well, 1.1 is the minimum. Do you give the minimum in your life? In anything you do, in your family relationships, do you give the minimum?
And if you were doing sports, would you do minimum? Go ahead, Dan.
Would you go to work and do the minimum?
Nah.
Would you just sitting there warming a chair and maybe answer the phone if it rings? That's minimum. You give the optimum. You give your best. You give the best that you can give at the moment of the event. And that's what the healthy one gives you, the optimum level. It's more than just standing up and being able to breathe. It's the contribution to creating active, vital health with every vitamin that you take, along with the best foods that you can eat and the least amount of chemicals that you poison your body with. But you want the optimal levels, and that's what the Alive and Well Healthy One gives you. It's the multiple with many, 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 many more nutrients than the minimum, and a whole composite of food values from green foods. It's food sourced with digestive enzymes, which digest it thoroughly and give you the optimal levels of nutrient for your optimum function in life.
You know, we have talked a lot, and here comes a big medical thing, a publication. About one of the main ingredients in pain power. And it's the piperine. It's a black pepper extract, mm-hmm. Piperine. And what amazing thing it does. And they say over here about this piperine in the study that they were reporting, piperine increased absorption of curcumin which has so many health benefits.
Curcumin is the vital component. Curcumin is the reason you take the product. Curcumin is a concentration of turmeric. Turmeric contains a little bit of curcumin in every little capsule, but curcumin is 2,000 times more concentrated than turmeric.
That's right. In the piperperine, increased absorption of the curcumin, which has all of its benefits, according to the studies, by 2,000%. We have said that.
Yes.
And then they also report these top doctors, known for its, this is, I'm quoting, known for its anti-inflammatory properties, piperine has been shown to be beneficial for arthritis and many different things. Could you read the benefits here?
Can I read the benefits?
Read that
here?
List of benefits.
Whoa.
Of piperine.
Oh, do we have time?
It's a line.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Piperine. Here's something else about piperine. People oftentimes say, well, I can't take pepper. Pepper upsets my stomach. I can't take pepper. You're not getting pepper, folks. You're getting the substance called piperine, which is derived from pepper. Piperine, you'd have to take gobs of it to have a negative reaction. It doesn't happen. But what it does do, and it enhances dramatically the function of the absorptive function of pain power and other nutrients. Here's the list. Piperine contributes mightily to antihypertensive, to antiplatelet, antioxidant, anti-tumor, anti-asthmatic, analgesic, anti-inflammatory, anti-diarrheal, antispasmodic, antidepressant, immunomodulatory, anticonvulsant.
Wow.
Turning the page.
Woo,
do we have time?
Woo, woo. Go ahead. Finish.
Antithyroid, antibacterial, antifungal, hepatoprotective.
That's the liver. That's the liver's other name, okay? Okay, go ahead.
And insecticidal and larvicidal. It kills insects and larvae and other pathogens in your body.
That is very
and
exciting.
It enhances every one of those functions that I just tried to read to you, and it enhances them dramatically.
That's
but
right.
But it also, consider this. I touched on it briefly. A major, major anti-inflammatory is derived from pain power. Pain power is derived from turmeric. Turmeric is very effective in large dosages in reducing inflammation. But because the turmeric has very little curcumin in it, so what they've done is extract the curcumin from the turmeric, and it's 22,000% better absorbed than turmeric itself.
Right, and remember too that it has also the high concentration boswellia that's been used for centuries, even
absolutely.
The wise men giving it to Mother Mary. But the thing, I can't be there to talk to them, but the thing is, it was used for pain and inflammation for thousands of years.
That's right.
And it has the high and concentrated and correctly chosen systemic enzymes that eat up inflammation, and just like it certifies, free of any allergen on any animal, okay? Any allergen of any known type, okay?
And it has other enzymes with it, supporting it. Besides what Mona just mentioned, there's natokinase and serratiopeptidase. There's half a dozen more enzymes in the product, all of which contribute to anti-inflammatory, health-building, health-rejuvenating benefits.
You know, and here's another unbelievable, and here reporting studies that, but again, in a summation about that, the curcumin active extract of turmeric. Hundreds of studies, say the doctors, have shown a variety of ways that this form of curcumin supports overall vitality, and it's a whole different one. Is this gallbladder function? Helps aid in minimizing oxidative stress, and study, supports postmenopausal health in women. Supports prostate health in men.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty great. It's not sexist at all, is it? Supports healthy cellular function, promotes comfortable, flexible movement and healthy joints, maintains digestive health, promotes healthy vision and skin health. And it's when it's made, when it has the bioperine and the curcumin, it's capable of crossing the blood-brain barrier It's a neuroprotective nutrient and supporter of overall brain health. Should not be overlooked, say the doctor.
Wait. Go back. Start there with the brain. Go back.
This potent spice in this form is capable of crossing the blood-brain barrier.
Okay, what is the blood-brain barrier? It's a protective component in your brain to keep foreign ingredients out of the brain. But it definitely allows this product into the brain because the brain needs it.
That's exactly okay. What it says, too, which shows curcumin potential as a neuroprotective nutrient and supporter of overall brain health. Should not be overlooked, say the specialists. They quote the studies.
There you go.
And this clinical trial involving adults between the ages of 50 and 90 experiencing age-related memory lapses showed promising potential for the use of this form of curcumin for brain health.
There you go.
So isn't that exciting? Isn't that thrilling?
Tickles my brain.
That's right. It does tickle, you know. Isn't that amazing? And
what's what nutrients can do?
It
is. When you don't put the junk into your body, but use nutrients, nutrients which sustain life, support life, create new life, all nutrients, not the Cokes, not the soda pop, not the sugars, not the bread, pasta, bagels, cereals, grains, granolas, muffins, crackers, cookies, doodahs, and whiz-bangs.
And this Dr. Mercola, I can't leave without that. He's a great doctor, and he has devoted his life to the truth and helping people. And his studies, he says, show specific antioxidants found to be, quote, highly beneficial in COVID treatment and prevention. Scientific review of the role of antioxidants in treating COVID-19 has found that high-dose vitamin C and D3, selenium, and zinc are powerful avenues, say the physicians, for ameliorating, improving any severe manifestation of COVID-19. And they also showed that vitamin A and E and R lipoic acid have powerful therapeutic benefits to protect against COVID-19. And researchers wrote, in conclusion, this is what the researchers said. I have to finish this. In conclusion, due to the important role of oxidative stress in the pathogenicity, that seriousness of SARS, of all these viruses, antioxidants beneficial for patients with COVID-19. So they go and they quoted all of these different nutrients.
And the antioxidants are R-alpha lipoic acid. The antioxidants are the cardio-Q10.
And D3, selenium.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Cardio-Q10, acetyl-L-carnitine, the vitamin C, vitamin D3, selenium, and also, go ahead. Oh, there's a message here. Okay, all right.
It's all amazing. All of the great, but here are the researchers in the clinical trials.
Quercetin.
That's right. That wonderful bioflavonoid that's anti-inflammatory
major.
Sinuses, throat, and lungs, and many other things. Okay, alive and well, we are there for you. We can, and remember, you know, there's no charge. We're not doctors. We don't pretend to be Dennis and I. We don't put people on medication, take them off. Doctor's area. Just like we're educators, sharing information. There's never a charge, but if you want to sit down one-on-one, talk with Dennis or with me, call the 877-4950, 877-4950. Beautiful sofa. We'll sit one-on-one, not making claims, just sharing information. But it's good because if you want to sit and talk, we might be talking to somebody else. Call and make an appointment. And you call that number. You can also call 877-4950 and the beautiful, gorgeous cafe at a broth cafe at Alive and Well with all the organic foods, a gorgeous marble area, beautiful chairs and everything. Sit and enjoy and eat and everything else, all the organic foods and the organic juices, any of those things. And or if you want to take out and have everything ready for you, including the organic smoothies, we'll have it all ready for you. Just let us know in advance. This is great. It's wonderful. And remember, we are Fanatic Organics, and we are there for you.
And we're there 6 days a week. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
Let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.